This is a download from BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
You're listening to The Morning Run with Lynn, Julian and Roshan. Now, could we possibly be seeing the end of the first-past-the-post system? Well, maybe, because in an interview with Malaysia Kini, chairperson of the Election Reform Committee, Abdul Rashid Abdul Rahman, said that the ERC will be proposing that the government replace the first-past-the-post system with a proportional representation system for parliamentary seats, because he says that the PR system is fairer and more democratic.
Under the proportional representation, voters vote for the political party instead of the candidates for a parliamentary constituency, and each state and territory will have a fixed number of parliamentary seats, and parties will be given the number of seats based on the percentage of votes they win in an election, and they will have to determine a list of candidates arranged by priority. Now, to form a government, a party or coalition needs to control at least half the seats in the Dewan Rakyat, which basically means that each vote counts, because you are now looking at the aggregate vote as opposed to the constituencies and the number of seats won there, which is, I think, a very interesting proposal from the ERC.
And in addition to that, Abdul Rashid also told Malaysia Kini that the Election Reform Commission Committee recognises that Malaysia's three political units, Peninsula Malaysia, Sabah and Sarawak, he added that the MA63 has to be respected.
So this is an interesting proposition by the ERC, because I think it very tidily addresses a lot of the issues that the Election Commission is currently facing. Because we've had problems here in Malaysia with gerrymandering. We've had issues over, does the popular vote reflect the actual result of the number of constituencies that particular parties have won? All of these would be solved to a large extent by the introduction of this proportional representation system. It would also have the interesting effect of kind of eliminating the more or less two-party kind of fight that we always seem to get here in Malaysia, because what the proportional representation system does is that it also allows for smaller parties with perhaps scattered support in different constituencies to actually nevertheless capitalise on that vote. Because then, say you, Julian, vote, you support PSM, for example.
Mm-hmm. And, which I do.
Which you do. Of course you do.
I support the ideologies, the principles and so on. But yeah, go ahead with your example.
Yeah, so say, but if you voted for PSM in any election, they would have lost and your vote would essentially have gone to waste, right?
Yeah.
They didn't have enough support for your vote to actually mean something. But under a proportional representation system, if you cast your ballot for PSM, then that would still count towards their overall percentage of the vote that they receive and the number of candidates that they eventually get to place in Parliament.
So if PSM gets 1% nationwide, they will get 1% of the seats in Parliament, which means that there is a lot more room for smaller parties to come up and maybe parties focused on... Here's where the tricky part arises, because yes, on one part, you could have parties for smaller groups represented, but also then you could propagate the polarization, that some parties become ultra right. But at the same time, if you want to win the federal government, if you want to become government, you're going to have to appeal to the entire nation. But this will allow smaller parties to come up, PSMs of the world.
I think it would be coalition politics as opposed to a kind of two-party system, which may be unfair to the minorities. But coalition politics will introduce a lot of checks and balances into the decision-making process, even though it's going to be messy, right? So the other problem about the first-past-the-post is that it actually enables, in many instances, for minority ruling, right? You didn't get the majority of the votes, but because you have gamed that first-past-the-post system, you are able to form a government based on a minority voting. And Jeffrey Sachs said as much about the Brexit on this, because in the recent UK election, the Boris Johnson and his Conservative Party actually won with only 46% of the votes compared to the 52% of the voters who actually wanted a sort of a rethink of the Brexit decision. That's 46% against 52%. So the 46% minority actually got to form the government and they took 373 seats compared to 277 seats with the opposing parties.
And this is why I like this proportionate proposal, because what it does is it makes all votes count. basically. Everyone's votes won't get, no one's votes get wasted. If you voted for one party and that party gets a certain percentage, that's the number of how much representation you get in parliament. But the other thing I like is that it helps to gauge actual support of different political parties. You won't have a particular party getting, it come down to MP seats, but if Bersatu say it has 10% of the vote, then you know that's how strong that party is.
Yeah, but of course the debate against this would be coalition politics can sometimes deadlock the workings of the government. So we've had coalition governments practically since independence, right? Because Barisan Nasional was a coalition, Pakatan Harapan now is also a coalition, and Tun Dr. Mahathir said it in Mahathir Mohamad said in the Breakfast Grill with Kusu Chuang that When you're dealing with a government made up of five different parties, getting them all to agree on something is difficult. And that is something that we would likely see a lot more if we introduce this proportional representation system into our parliamentary, how we elect our parliament. Of course, there is also what to be said about the ERC. They have said that they would be looking to maintain the first-past-the-post system for the state elections, so that people on the ground would still have a direct connection with their local representative.
Speaking of people on the ground, we had a poll running, and we asked, should our government be elected based on the popular vote instead of geographic constituencies? And 48% of people say yes, 31% said no, and 15% said don't know. So if we were using first-past-the-post, yes, would win, and this conversation would be over.
Absolutely. So also taking a look at some other local news this morning, the targeted petrol subsidy program has been in some of the papers because this was slated to roll out in the new year, aka tomorrow, but it has now been shelved indefinitely. So Dato' Sri Saifuddin Nasution Ismail, who's the Domestic Trade and Consumer Affairs Minister, has said this was done in order to allow more time for eligible recipients to be registered. And it also supposedly allows for the public to be better informed about the mechanism.
I think this is somewhat of administrative nightmare. It's an improvement from the old system where, you know, a person has to be there, an elf or something, has to check every car that comes in to make sure that, you know, you're driving the right car, you're from the right income group. How do you do that at a pump, right? So they amended that to having a card for the B40 people. And I guess this is a better way to do it, to get around that administrative problem. But I would say an even better way to do that is forget about the petrol subsidy and just give cash handouts directly to the people, right? And they can choose to spend it on whatever they want, including petrol, MRT rides, Grab rides, or whatever.
So in other words, we can eliminate elf labor entirely.
Exactly. Yeah,
I think there's something to be said about efficiency of systems, because if we did this system, it would have the administrative cost is then something we have to consider. And yeah, Jules, I think there's something to be said about just including that cash allowance into the system that we currently have. And that way you can use it for, you can buy your MyRapid 100 and then use the MRT.
You can pay tolls with it.
Correct. Because this right now incentivizes only car owners and maybe motorbike users as well.
More car owners, I think.
Mm. Yeah, because you would use more petrol. But I guess it's also a limited petrol subsidy as well.
Yeah, there were some analysts who were saying that this could also even just continue to encourage car ownership and encourage people to get onto the vehicle ladder who may not necessarily have done so before this, because they, with the addition of this subsidy, they see it as a potentially more valuable proposition. But at the same time, if a government is trying to encourage the use of their public transport system, then why are you also encouraging people to buy more vehicles?
Yeah, but that said, for the ministry to come so last minute to postpone this, we're talking about 2 days before the new year.
One day. Two days, yes.
Yeah, I mean, this was published yesterday. So that doesn't reflect well on the Domestic Trade and Consumer Affairs Minister and the ministry itself, because it's very last minute that you're informing people. Like, did you not know 2 days before that this wasn't going to fly? Systematically, there is something wrong here.
Yeah, I think that's bad. The optics are bad. But at the same time, you really don't want to boot those through something that will end up not benefiting anyone, right? If people didn't know about this scheme, it would just be lost in the system. So now it gives actually more time for people to actually go out there and register. So if you're qualified for this scheme, really go out there and register and receive that 30 ringgit for a car and 12 ringgit for a motorcycle.
Yeah, it does seem to me that just from what they've been saying, that the problem is that maybe they haven't been receiving enough registrations for this card. So echoing Jules' sentiment, if you are eligible for this, go out there and get and register for it. Right now, though, we are heading into the 9 o'clock news. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.